Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And I always love to just hear from my listeners and know that we're doing a great job and that we are uplifting your morning so that you can start your day in a positive way. I'm Kim. If you are new to our show, I would love to share that we do have a podcast and you can download those on any platform, and that is The Kim Pagano Show. Share us. Don't keep us a secret. Also, if you are on social, which I don't know even really many people that aren't, but really follow us. I'm doing some inspirational every single day. And if you would like to hear that or receive it in your emails or get a text just to wake up, text us right now at 805-419-0008. Also, we have a newsletter that goes out every single Friday, and we do not share your information with anybody. It's really just to share our amazing guests that we have here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, today we have another great show. We are here every Saturday from 7 to 8, starting your day in a positive way. And if you miss any part of our show, you can just download our podcast and listen there. And it's on my website, KimPaganoShow.com. So with saying that, I always love to start my show with something uplifting. And I love this. When things go wrong, which they do, that's just life, don't go with them. You don't need to go with them. My younger son has really actually taught me this. Turn your day around. You can actually turn your day around. Think of the things that you're grateful for. Think of the people that you love in your life. And really go take a walk for a moment. Take a deep breath to just pause and restart your day. So again, when things go wrong, don't go with them. With that, I am really excited to join you with our first guest, Monica Merriman. And of course, she is the Executive Director of Cancer Support Community, which I am one of the media sponsors, and I'm honored and I'm blessed to be able to share these great events that they have coming up. And of course, they have Hope Walk that is coming up. And let's just invite Monica on. Of course, this covers and serves the Valley, Ventura, Santa Barbara, and they've been doing this. Monica's been doing this from 2020, and she has a 15-year background in fundraising, event management, donor stewardship, volunteer management, and staff development. And Monica was actually diagnosed with breast cancer in 2019 and now is, thankfully, 4-year survivor. Let's welcome Monica. Thank you so much for always being here.
Of course. Hi, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning. So talk to us a little bit about Cancer Support Community. What is that? And I'm sure there's like so many people that are grateful for this.
Yes, absolutely. We serve about 2,000 community members a year. Cancer Support Community is a local affiliate of the national organization. And so all of the money that we raise stays here servicing Valley, the Valley, Ventura, and Santa Barbara counties. And we were established in 1991, so we had our 30-year anniversary in 2021. And we provide psychosocial, so emotional support for anybody touched by cancer. So that could be the patients, survivors, once people get through treatment, their caregivers, and the entire family. And all of our support is at no cost to participants. And so we fundraise, obviously, to support our work.
Right. And that's so important, you know. Let me ask you, first of all, we're still all coming back from the pandemic, but how did COVID affect participants in delivery of
supports the business?
A couple of different ways. So obviously, once the pandemic hit, everybody went online. So our support groups were able to continue, thankfully, via Zoom. And we did some of our workshops and some of our healthy lifestyle classes online. And, you know, now that we're back and reopened in January, a lot of our participants really prefer the Zoom platform. And so we are maintaining that hybrid model where people can dial in from the comfort of their own home or their office or wherever they would like to dial in from. And then we also have groups that are in person. So we've brought some groups back in person, especially healthy lifestyle classes, you know, yoga and mindful breathing. So people have, you know, lots of choices these days. The other thing that we saw is, unfortunately, because of COVID, a lot of people were putting off their screenings, their regular screenings. And so a lot of our healthcare providers and doctors that we work with are seeing cases increase because of people delaying treatment. So we want to make sure that people are catching up with their preventative treatment.
Yeah, that's so important. And yes, a lot of people, I mean, when they said don't go to the hospital, don't go, right? You know, I mean, people took that to heart, and then they really didn't get back into making sure that they were mindful about their own health. And then I want to address also that, you know, Zoom, it's funny because I do a lot of business coaching, and I have to tell you, if there's one great thing that the pandemic did, is the Zoom calling. Because obviously there's nothing better than being in person and seeing people and connecting with human beings and all that. But there is a plus to it. You can like really have a whole day of talking to people and really supporting them in a different way where they never have to leave their home, correct?
Absolutely. And we've also, you know, cancer support community is all across the country, but there's certain parts like, you know, the Central Valley or out in the desert or San Diego County that we don't have necessarily an affiliate, but those folks still have access to all of our services because they, you know, we don't only serve those here. If they want to dial in and they have we have a support group that is of interest to them, they could, they're certainly able to dial in. We also share referrals with our other cancer support community affiliates in Los Angeles and San Francisco, et cetera.
And how many different support groups are there? They're all over, aren't they?
Quite a few. So just in Valley Ventura, Santa Barbara, we offer over 20 per month. So some of them are very cancer specific. We have, you know, a prostate group and we have several breast cancer groups. But then we have some general cancer groups and we also provide groups for the caregivers. So we have a few caregivers groups. We also provide family groups and a couple of bereavement groups.
And I know that you see, you know, men as well as women, correct? What are some of the services that people come to you for that's so important for them to get the help?
So we do an intake interview with everybody before they join a group. And our wonderful clinical team, so we are very fortunate to have 8 licensed mental health professionals on staff. And so it's a very high level of care that our participants are receiving. So they may need a service that we don't provide, so we have the resources and we can give them referrals. But directly, we're providing the support groups, so all of our clinicians are facilitating those support groups. And then we have healthy lifestyle classes. I mentioned yoga and mindful breathing. We also offer educational workshops to the community. So we'll bring in a subject matter expert and do a 1-hour, you know, workshop during the day. And we do a lot of individual counseling. The needs for individual counseling really increased through COVID. And so we're handling those. And in addition, we provide social events for our participants, so comedy nights or holiday get-togethers, just because that social aspect of your healing is very critical also.
Right, so that you're not feeling alone. And let me ask you, if somebody has maybe a spouse or somebody in their, you know, in their family that has passed away,
What are some of the support that you guys offer for that?
We have two bereavement groups, and Anne is our facilitator of those, and she's been with us for over 20 years. The bereavement groups are a very key part of a person's healing. It's really a safe space for folks to deal with everything that comes with kind of transitioning from being a caregiver to now dealing with the loss of their loved one. And so they are a fabulous group, and welcome everybody to the, you know, the new members to the group.
Monica, for our listeners that are either just tuning in or that maybe would want to be a part of this, can you give out the best number to get in touch with somebody there at the Cancer Support Community?
Sure. They can call us here in Westlake, and our phone number is 805-379-4777. And if they'd like to look at the programs that we offer and a little bit more about us, they can look at the website, which is Cancer Support, VVSB, like Valley Ventura, Santa Barbara, .org. So Cancer Support, VVSB.org.
There you go. And I know that you have an event coming up, and of course, that is how you make the funds to be able to offer all these incredible experiences and incredible, support for all of your members. And I don't know if they're members or just members of our community, I guess you would say it that way, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
So we have our Hope Walk coming up. It's a 5K community walk at Cal Lutheran University on Saturday, June 10th. And it's an opportunity for us to bring the community together, bring our participants, you know, have a beautiful walk in the morning, and up until the walk, they're raising money to support the work that we do in the community. So our board members are in attendance. We have some fabulous volunteers like the Kim Pagano Show and our healthcare providers. It's also an opportunity for people to get more information. We have our information booth for Cancer Support Community, but we also have lots of our community partners that will be present with resources and fun for the kids. We have a big kids zone planned out, and lots of community resources for people to learn about that day.
Yeah, and I want to like just mention this because people think, I can't walk that way or I can't walk that far. It's not even about that. You can walk as far or as little as you need, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. It is a 3-mile walk, but we are just inviting people to come out and spend the morning with us and walk if they feel up to it, or like you said, walk, you know, out of the stadium or walk around the stadium. It's just a opportunity for us to raise awareness and share those resources.
Right. And then, what time does it start?
Registration opens at 8 a.m. and we will kick off the walk about 8:45. And then, you know, we'll be done by 10:30. So they'll still have the rest of the day to do everything else they need to do on a busy Saturday.
Perfect. And how could our listeners and everyone support you to make money?
Of course. So obviously we're always looking for financial support from the community, which we are very blessed to have lots of individuals and corporations that support us. We can always use volunteers, either individually or groups of volunteers for things like projects that we're doing in the office or these events that we talked about. We would love people to attend our events. We have our Hope Walk on June 10th, and then we have a garden party coming up in September. Or just help us by spreading the word. You know, think about the information you've heard this morning, and if you meet somebody who you think might be of need of our services, please just spread the word.
I love that. I love that. And how big of a group? Is this your second year at this event, at this location?
It is. It's our sixth.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's our fifth annual walk, but it's our second year at Cal Lutheran.
Right. And it's such a beautiful location and such a lovely walk. It really is. It's like
it is. And it's a lot of fun for the kids to be on the football field, you know,
pretending like they're playing football and just out there having fun.
Yeah, and a lot of the hospitals and imaging places support you and come out. And is there room for still more vendors to be a part of this? Tell us about
that. Absolutely. We have the whole stadium to ourselves. So we are still taking that information if people would like to come out and be a vendor, or the nonprofits who would like to come out and provide information.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's such a great, and I love the name, Hope Walk, you know? I mean, just by walking, you're adding hope to a whole community that gives them, you know, the inspiration to keep going on. And I always say we're better together, so why not get everybody out there?
Yes, and we hear that from our participants all the time. When they go into a group for the first time, you know, they've either just been diagnosed or, you know, struggling through their cancer experience, and being able to talk to people that have been through the same experience, there's nothing to replace that. Your family, yes, you know, you have your spouse or your significant other, but to actually talk to people who have had those same fears, have heard those words, and have dealt with it and have come out the other end, you know, that's why these support groups are so vital in a person's recovery.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, just from your own experience, you know, I was in awe the way you handled when you were diagnosed. And you, as, you know, knowing the knowledge that you probably already had and working with all these different nonprofits, you gathered people around you, correct?
Absolutely. I immediately decided to take control of what I could control. I couldn't control the cancer diagnosis, but I could control how to deal with it. And I was very blessed and still am very thankful for the group around me, including yourself, I was able to draw upon and who could answer those questions for me, or just, you know, be there to talk to. And that's what gets us through it. A cancer diagnosis does not just affect the patient. It affects the entire family.
I love that. And, you know, here's the one thing that I just really want you to share, and I know we have like a minute left, is, you know, and like when you first found out, you get scared, you get anxious, you get like, now what is my life going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
But when you have these communities around you of people that maybe have already journeyed through it, why not have that knowledge that they've already gained, correct, to help you through this so that you can say, this is what's going to happen next. This is the doctor that I would, you know, recommend, or here's a group of people. See which one connects for you. Don't you agree that that's really the way you want to go in?
Absolutely. It was critical. The first couple of people that I called for help were two friends who had been through breast cancer. And they not only gave me some great resources, because when, you know, I was still in a fog, and even though I had been working in nonprofit, you know, you, when it's yourself, you forget all those things all of a sudden.
Yeah, now
but
you're
they
the
also,
patient, right?
Right. They also told me where not to go, or don't spend too much time on the internet. You know, there's so much information out there, and it's not always the best information. So, you know, pick those couple of resources and stick with the reputable ones. So they gave me some great do's and don't do's when I was diagnosed.
I love it. Well, again, thank you so much for sharing, and always a pleasure when you come out on our show. And also, I just want to remind everybody, Hope Walk, June 10th, 8 to 10:30. Get out there and just take your walk out there with us, and then you're supporting the cancer support community. Thank you so much, Monica.
Thank you for having me. Have a great rest of your week.
You too. Take care. Thank you, dear. All right. We are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we are going to be talking to the great people at the Manhattan of Camarillo, located in Santa Rosa, on Santa Rosa Road, in Santa Rosa, or Camarillo, as some people know it. And let's stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a way to support cancer patients and survivors in your community? Cancer Support Community, Valley Ventura, Santa Barbara invites you to join their 5th annual Hope Walk on June 10th at Cal Lutheran University. Free registration is now open. You can register, join a team, and donate. This event is a great opportunity to honor cancer survivors, remember those lost to cancer, and come together as a community to support those affected by cancer. For more, visit cancersupportbvsb.org or call 805-379-4777. That's 805-379-4777. Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. Come to the Wild Oaks Country Music Festival June 3rd, Thousand Oaks, to celebrate great music with family and friends. Top country entertainers Craig Morgan, Chase Beckham, and Cam will be there along with lots of tasty food and beverages and over 75 vendors. Plus, sample hot sauces from around the world. Festival proceeds help military veterans and local first responders. See you June 3rd at the Wild Oaks Country Music Festival in Thousand Oaks. Buy your tickets at wildoakscmf.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and again, thank you so much for joining us here today, starting your day in a positive way. And of course, my next guests are from one of my favorite restaurants. It's a local restaurant, and if you haven't already been there, I actually recommend you trying it. It is called the Manhattan of Camarillo, located in and on Santa Rosa Road in Camarillo or Santa Rosa Valley. And of course, joining me today is the manager, Tom Petrucci, and of course, their chef, Alfonso Betancourt, and he is the chef that makes everything taste good. So welcome, you guys, and thank you so much for being here.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Kim. Good morning.
How are you guys doing? Tom, first of all, talk to us about just Manhattan in itself, you know, where it's located, what you guys do, and what's new. I mean, this is you guys are always changing up some great stuff there, and of course, with great entertainment, too, which is so much fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Manhattan of Camarillo is on Santa Rosa Road. We're about 2 miles off the 101 freeway. And we we opened up in 2014. So we've gone through some ups and downs, you know, as all restaurants
like all of us.
And hospitality industry has done. So we've weathered a lot of storms, and you know, I think we attribute that to our awesome loyal customer base here, not only in Camarillo but the surrounding communities and cities within Ventura County as well. You know, we're centrally located within the county, probably 20-minute drive from any city in the county. So we invite those, you know, that haven't been to our restaurant to come by. And there's a lot of exciting things at the Manhattan going on. We really have two restaurants under one roof. You know, we have the Manhattan inside, which is a more formal setting. And then we have the Madison Beer Garden, which is our enclosed patio. And out there is a little more casual. We've developed a menu out there with some lighter bites, some pub style food. And it's, you know, family friendly for sure. Both sides are, but outside you can relax and have one of our draft beers. We have over 30 draft beers and watch the game out there. Just a little more relaxed vibe out there.
Let's talk about your margaritas out there that are like amazing and so freshly done, right? Each individual one.
Absolutely, yeah. Steve Brown, the bar manager and the lead bartender, hand makes these to order, muddling fresh ingredients. There's no pre-made mixers in these margaritas. So, you know, I think that in itself is what reason to visit the Manhattan.
I have to agree.
Yeah,
whenever
yeah.
I go in there, that's what I see. At least all the women, okay? And actually my husband loves it too. But they're just, it's like, you want to go get a juice or a juice margarita? So I love that. So I just a little throw out for that because it is one of my favorites.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So talk to us about the food. I know that, first of all, we've got graduation coming up, right? And you have that private room back there for parties and all that good stuff. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're coming into, you know, kind of the celebratory season of graduation. Mother's Day just passed, of course, but Father's Day and, you know, rehearsal dinners. So we're coming into that season. We have a private, fully private room we call the wine room. It's surrounded by our wine racks, wine racks that were made by the owner, Rich Cooper, and he built this room out, and it's absolutely stunning. It seats up to 40 guests, and we really try to market this room as a room to come in, enjoy, and relax, and have the privacy that a party deserves, you know, that a celebratory situation really deserves. And it's a fun room, it's an elegant room, and we love doing parties in there. So it's a big part of our business, and we enjoy doing parties in there.
There you go. So maybe we should get Alfonso on and talk about some of the new menu items. Is Alfonso around?
Yes. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. How are you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Tell everybody a little bit about who you are, first of all, before we start getting into the food, because you're the one that actually put these great menus together, correct?
It is. That's true. So my name is Alfonso Betancourt. I've been a chef at the Manhattan for a little bit over 5 years. I'm going on 6 years at the Manhattan, and I love it there. Not only I love the customer base there, but it's a family there, and you can really truly feel that hospitality that our servers, our managers, from every aspect of the service. And so we treat people like family, and I think that's why they come back.
I have to agree with you. You know, it's kind of, I want to, like, I don't know if I'm going to be aging myself here, but, you know, that Cheers, right? You see it on TV, like people walk in and you kind of know everybody in Camarillo, or if there's, you know, and your greeters and everybody are so nice, you know, it's a really cool feeling. So I love going in there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We're totally excited of, you know, that I like to change the menus. And when I say change the menus, it's more of like adding stuff and taking some things away, because mm-hmm. I like to have that seasonal menu. So going into the summer, I like to make things a little bit fresh, a little fresher, and a little bit lighter. Going into the wintertime, I add things that are more, you know, that grab you as, you know, at home feeling of that mom cook. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that way it plays with your emotions a little bit for the better, you know, and it really it gives you that sense of either grandma's cooking or, you know, the what's the word I'm looking for? It's very
like
warm.
Well, like a healthy, yeah. So right now, it's like you want to be in a bathing suit. You want to eat a little lighter, a little fresher. Maybe what's growing right now, right? And so what are you cooking? So what are some of the new meals and menus?
So we on our happy hour menu, we added a couple more things. We have this amazing arugula poke salad that I put on there, and
talking. That's my favorite. Yeah, okay, I love arugula and poke.
Yeah, it has fresh pineapple, jalapeno, avocado. It comes with our signature sweet chili sauce. Fresh, and one of the tricks to it is we're squeezing fresh lime onto it, so it has these natural pungent flavors and the freshness to it. And, you know, the ahi tuna, it's not seared. It's we chop it and we marinate it. And it's just, you know, it's a little bit of traditional poke into a salad, and we top it with wonton crisps. It gives it that little crunch at the end. But it's delicious, and people are really starting to like it. We also introduced a new, it's kind of like a Korean barbecue pulled pork taco. And it's not your traditional on a tortilla. We actually make a wonton shell, and we stuff it with our barbecue pulled pork. It has avocado, it has pickled red onions, and a little bit of our Asian slaw that goes inside of it. Delicious.
Wow, that sounds amazing. All of it. Wow. And then what about, so that's all your happy hour stuff, right?
That's part of, yeah, and there's some more items on there. We added a giant pretzel with our we have a beer cheese that we added to it, an IPA beer cheese sauce that's really delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also adding stuff to the main menu. And what we're going into the summer is, I feel, some people's, you know, they love the barbecue, but maybe they don't want to go through the whole, of doing it at their home. So we're bringing some new steaks onto the menu this summer, and so we're gonna have a couple different other cuts. We're gonna have a New York, and the theme is kind of bone in. So you're gonna get a lot of flavor from the bone in options, and from 12 to 16 ounces We're adding a pork chop to the menu, which is going to, like, just elevate our proteins and have a little bit of more of an option than what we already have.
Yeah, and Alfonso, where do you get your inspiration from?
You know, I observe the trends, and at the end of the day, a trend that works, let's say, in Los Angeles might not work for Camarillo, you know? And so it's about being alert, about knowing your customer base, you know? Going back to that family outlook is that when you have family come over, you know what they like and what they don't like.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody asks you to make that salad, or everybody goes, are you going to make your steak, you know? Then you know that's
absolutely. So that's how we treat it. I'm always listening to customers. I keep my ear out, and you know, a lot of them are name. We know them by their first name, and we have conversations about how they cook at home or what they like or what they dislike, and so I keep an open ear. And you know, the things that people in Camarillo, Santa Rosa, Ventura County. I this is what they like, so this is what I'm going to bring them. And I think that's a winning scenario.
I think it's awesome. Great job. Let's talk about, bring Tom back on. Tom, talk about the music. I know you have a Sinatra tribute, which is incredible, and that's coming up June 8th, correct?
Yeah, right. So we have, this will be the second time that we bring in this nine-piece band. This is going to happen on June 8th. It's a Thursday night. And this is a don't-miss opportunity to come in and enjoy all Sinatra music. And this is featuring Michael Falcone. He's a local singer and songwriter, and he's got some real talent. And he's going to be backed up by a nine-piece band. And these are either current or retired professionals in the music industry. And you can really tell that this is, high quality and high talented music. So, call the restaurant and make a reservation and enjoy, Sinatra while you dine. And
there you go. I love it. And, of course, it's kind of like that feeling of a diner's club, you know. And I just think it's so cool. Let me ask you, first of all, I love comedy and trivia. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So we do trivia every Thursday night outside in the enclosed beer garden. And it starts at 7, goes a couple hours typically. And we bring in Patty from Holographic. And she is a great trivia master, trivia host, a lot of fun. It's somewhat competitive, but it's not crazy competitive. There's no fee to enter. Just show up, preferably a little earlier than 7 o'clock to get a seat.
Right.
But Patty makes it a lot of fun. It's a lot of, more pop culture type of things and whatnot. And we just we just did our third trivia. I'm sorry, comedy night a couple weeks ago, and we will move forward with that. We've had a lot of success. We had Joey Medina in the restaurant last 2 weeks ago, and he was hilarious. So a lot of good comedy, a lot of good talent, and we're gonna do that again. We're gonna try and do that every quarter, once a quarter.
All right.
So,
well, for our listeners, we will be putting this in our newsletter and on social, so please don't miss it. And also, get on their website, okay, so that you could be a VIP. Talking about VIP, you also have Wednesday night 3-course dinner. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, Alfonso developed a great little menu for Wednesday nights. You know, we wanted to try and give people a little break on inflation costs going up. So this is just a huge win-win situation, kind of a midweek treat for yourself. Starts at $25. You get super salad, an entree, and dessert. For that, it runs all night starting at 4 o'clock on Wednesdays. And again, You know, reservations aren't required, but they are recommended. Give us a call and make your reservation. But it's a real treat. You know,
I love it. I'd call it like Wow Wednesday. Okay, so it'd be my night that I don't have to cook and go over there. I love it. Tom and Alfonso, first of all, I'm so excited. You guys got some really cool things happening there. I can't wait for all of our listeners to go try it. If you haven't been there, I'm telling you, it is a cool place. Like he said, two restaurants in one. You can kind of choose the vibe that you want to go and feel that day, or, you know, bring friends there, have a party there. There's so many things that you could do there. And what is the number to book, and what is your website?
Yeah, so our phone number is 805-388-5550. The website is themanhattanofcamarillo.com. And if you go on, I think you mentioned it, if you go on to that website and become a VIP, then you will receive our monthly newsletter with all the happenings and any changes, you know, any exciting news or anything that we're doing, any special event, you'll get an email newsletter from us if you do that.
Yeah, very cool. All right, you guys, thank you so much. Can't wait to go and try all the new stuff, and I will definitely be there. So thanks again.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, you guys, have a great rest of your weekend. All right, thank you. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, when we come back, I've got a special treat for you and another amazing guest.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thanks so much for being here and starting your day in a positive way. And of course, my next guest is Daniel Stather. He is a certified life coach, an energy healer, intuitive, and a visionary who helps people awaken to their own evolution and unlock their true potential and purpose in life to live a life that's fully abundant, vibrant, and enjoyable. And of course, we're going to talk about procrastination. And how many of you, just think for a second, how many opportunities have we all missed out on because of our procrastination? Maybe we were a little anxious, maybe we were a little nervous, maybe we didn't have our act together, all those things. Let's welcome Daniel. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's great for having me.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit. Thank you. I'm excited to share you with everyone. Talk to us a little bit about what you do. I kind of introed you in with like what I kind of know about you, but what is it that you actually help clients do?
Yeah, so I really am an intuitive life coach, an energy healer, but I help move people past their limiting beliefs, stuck patterns, and really create a life from a place that's heart-centered to achieve results that they want, and they're following their soul purpose so they can really achieve fulfillment and abundance in their life.
I love that. Like, who doesn't want abundance? Who doesn't want to be fulfilled every single day? And I know that's a little far-fetched, but it's almost like knowing the rules to drive your life, to drive your own life, correct?
Yeah, so it's interesting because, you know, moving through life, especially when we think about procrastination, it's like having brakes on. right? While you're trying to drive your car, you're only going at half speed. So it can be frustrating, limiting, and exhausting. So I'm just going to share some ways and what I do to get you past these limitations and set patterns. And it's more easier than you think to set yourself free.
I love that. And also, you do a lot of this by intuition, energy, right?
Yeah, correct. So I basically surround you in this container of unconditional love. And within there, that's where all the magic happens. So it's like I'm opening up the vault, and on a soul-to-soul level, I can see, sense, and feel what really needs to be addressed. And know, you know, you're kind of like an onion where we can peel back the layer, and the outside layer has to come off before the second one, and so on, so that we can go in a very smooth and synchronistic pattern to unlock you. And get you out of procrastination.
I love that. It almost seems like, you know, when you say the onion, I think of like, okay, that was, you know, the first 5 years of your life, then the second 10 years of your life, then the, you know, and you have to kind of get through all those things. So what specific techniques or strategies do you use to address procrastination for your coaching sessions?
Well, there's a lot of different techniques, but what I most find is like the fastest way is really the healing part of it, right? Because we're all multidimensional beings, so we have many things that kind of hold us back, like traumas from our childhood, but even past life stuff or family lineage stuff that we came in to heal. So there's different techniques that I give people, but it's really in the healing sessions that shift you the most. But you need both. So it could be grounding, it could be meditations, it could be affirmations, it's the ray of protection technique that I have. Breathing is a big essential part of that. Morning and evening protocols that I go through, and even soul embodiment techniques, so that really you come into yourself fully being here and in the present moment.
Wow, I love that. And so how do you assess the root causes of procrastination for your clients? And tailor like interventions accordingly.
Right. So it's all through this vortex of unconditional love is what I call it, where I can just bring it in. But just being able to channel that almost like source in and of itself, where it's kind of this bright light that comes in and I put you in this. And it reveals stuff to me through clear cognizance or just what I hear or sense or I'm guided to, because we're at that soul level. So we're talking at that level, and it just becomes clear to me what needs to be done. And I just can, and then I can explain it in a way that's understandable for you. So if there's a protocol you have to do, then you can easily follow it.
Let me ask you this. When did you know that you had this gift? Like, how did you, do you have a mentor or somebody that you just, you know, like in your family, this is a gift that you have, obviously.
Yeah, so I went through 2 years of energy healing school itself because I realized that, you know, I needed to heal myself first before I even heal somebody else. But as a healer, it's the double benefit where as I'm healing somebody, I'm healing myself. But I also do have a mentor, a couple of them, that helped me out. One is on the business side of things, and the other one is actually a spiritual mentor to help me really open up my gifts and navigate them and to use them efficiently, like a master, you know, technician, right?
Yeah, I love that. So let me ask you, can you provide some, like, examples of clients you've worked with who struggled with procrastination and how you supported them in moving past that?
Yeah, I'd love to. I have one specific lady that's a manager that came to me where she was kind of at this procrastination stagnation point where she wanted to know what's next for her, what's her vision, what's her purpose, and it showed up with her not being able to express herself, like an imposter syndrome, and not being able even to focus on what that looks like for her. So we healed a lot of childhood traumas and past life issues and emotional and mental blocks that were all revealed in a synchronistic way that and gave her energetic protocols and to open up her gifts. So she's actually now can use her clairvoyance to see things, see the vision for her life and to plan it out a lot better. And another client is one who had procrastinated in her business, and she was real unsafe her entire life until we cleared out some blocks and limiting patterns and some past life stuff. And for the first time in her life, she actually feels safe and she can confidently move forward in her business.
I love that. I love that. And so what role, well, actually, before I even get to my next question, where do people go to find you? Like, I want my listeners right now to know how to, if they wanted to work with you, where they would go to get you and your website.
Yeah, sure. So it's Daniel Stather, so DanielStather.com. Mm-hmm. And right on there, you can see what I offer, and you can even get a free session to see how it can support you.
Ooh, I love that. Okay, I'm going to do that. I need a free session just to chill out and, like, you know, kind of see what my what's holding me back, right? I mean, we all have something that's holding us back, correct?
Yeah, it's and what's interesting is many of it is actually unconscious. Like, we're not even aware of what actually the source is or the core issue is that's keeping the brakes on in our life.
Right. And I love that, keeping the brakes on. You don't even know your brakes are on. Usually when you're in a car, I've been like driving and I'm like, what is that smell? Oh my gosh, I forgot to, you know, because we're in a hurry or something. So it's that same kind of thing. But so let me ask you, what role do you believe mindset and self-awareness play in overcoming procrastination? And how do you incorporate these elements into your coaching?
Yeah, mindset has a lot to do with it because our thoughts are things, right? They do create, they have creative abilities. So it's important to really get your mind straight. And I do a lot of morning and evening protocols with people that really how you start and end your day has a big thing to do with that. So that's important that we start there with the mind, but it's not the entire thing, but it's a big asset to shifting your life and moving past procrastination.
Interesting, interesting. And so if somebody in my listenership right now is going, okay, I need this, how soon do these patterns start to actually change?
Well, I've seen clients within only a few weeks, right, where things are opening up. There's kind of like this release that happens in a sense. Or it could take if you have a lot more dense energy that has to be cleared out, well, that depends on that too. So we never kind of know until we go through an assessment and to see where you're at. But there's definitely a light at the end of the tunnel for sure. So healing will get you there the fastest is what I've come to know.
So encouraging, so encouraging. And so let me ask you, how often is there like courses that you have, or do you see them like one-on-one? And where are you located?
Yeah, so I have a coaching program, but then I also have just healing sessions if you want to do that. I really see, though, that people have the most progression when they go through the coaching and healing together, because you really need that kind of guidance and one-on-one, which I like to do more one-on-one, but I'm moving to the group coaching as well. So if more people come on and want to do that, because you can learn from other people as well. And then that last part you mentioned was what?
And where are you located? So nationwide, basically you could see people, correct?
Right. So yeah, I have clients all over the world. So I do everything remote basically. But I am in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So if anybody's locally, then, we could have a session locally if you really wanted to. But, yeah, it's all done remotely because energy is everywhere. So that's the beauty of it.
Isn't that incredible? I love it. I love it. And lastly, like, what brought you? You said you had your own things that were holding you back, and you kind of learned. I mean, that's how most of us coaches do it, right? We learn how to heal ourselves and then get so excited we want to share it with the world. Is that basically kind of how you did it?
Yeah, exactly. I realized like there were so many triggers that I had and emotional traumas that were holding me back. And, you know, there's so much that's ingrained with, like, you think about how many experiences you have as a child and all of a sudden you get triggered, right? And this, and because we're not given the tools to know how to shift that energy at the time in the present moment, it just stays with us our entire life. So until we realize that and know that that's what's actually causing us back, whether it's procrastination or anything else, that really is something that we need to address. Otherwise, it's going to keep repeating.
Wow, I love it. It's kind of an eye-opener, this whole thing. I love it. Well, Daniel Stather, thank you so much for being a part of our show and for sharing this. And again, how do my listeners find you and how do they get to work with you?
Yeah, so they can always reach me online at danielstather.com. There's a contact form there. Or if you just want to email me directly, it's daniel@danielstather.com.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast.
Thanks, Kim. It's great to be on the show, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I look forward to you coming back because I'm sure we can learn way more. So thanks again. All right, we are at the end of our show. I do want to do a giveaway. I have Wild Oaks Country Music Festival tickets, and that's happening June 3rd. I'd love to get you all there. All you have to do is call us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Congratulations to our winners for the Strawberry Festival, which is happening this weekend, and I hope to see everybody out there. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Happiness is like jam. Try spreading it everywhere. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And download our podcast. And if you'd like to work with me in your business, coaching, being happy, making money, that's what it's all about. Call me, 805-419-0008. You can text me or you can call me and leave me a message. Again, all you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email. Have a great rest of your afternoon, and I'll talk to you next week.